不怕，我们他们看
不
到。
不会，不会，不会。弟兄姊妹平等。
So the men, brothers and sisters are equal.
我们今天晚上要继续和弟兄姊妹来交通啊，关于做主的见证啊，所需要的四个重要的因素。
Tonight we continue to fellowship with you the four important elements to be his testimony.
我想好不好开头的时候我们把这几个点呢再稍微的再看一下。
Let's refresh our memory about these four elements first.
我们呢是根据啊这个所有使徒们的书信啊，那么我们把它归纳成四个重要的点。
Based on all the epistles of the apostles,We have summarized in these four elements.
今天我们要为主耶稣基督做见证啊！我想第一个我们必须要认识。
Today, if we want to be His testimony, first of all, we have to have knowledge.
如果我们不认识神，我们没有办法为他做见证。
If we do not know God, we cannot bear His testimony.
第二个重要的因素就是要经历。
And the second element is to have experience.
我们不仅从启示得着一些的。知识
Not only do we gain knowledge through revelation
啊，我们还需要借着圣灵把我们引到这些真理的实际里面
We also need the Holy Spirit to lead us into the reality of the truth
啊，那么不仅这样第三件事我们还需要有分辨
Not only that, thirdly, we need to have discernment
啊，这是今天晚上我们所要交通的
This is what we'll be fellowshipping tonight
那除了分辨之外我们还需要有持守
Other than discernment, we need to hold fast.
我想我把使徒们在他们的书信中间啊所讲到关于为主做见证的事，我们把它归纳成四个重要的因素。
So we've summarized the four important elements from the epistles of the apostles.
我想今天晚上呢，我们要来看这个分辨。
Tonight we will be looking at discernment.
我请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读几处的圣经。
I ask the brothers and sisters to turn to the Bible.
我想我们先看罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn to Romans 12 first.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
第二节。
Verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians 5.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
但要凡事查验，善美的要持守。
But examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good.
好，也许我们就读这两处。
This concludes our biblical reading.
在这里哈，有一个字叫做查验。
Here we have this word proof.
其实这个查验呢，在路加福音十二章啊，那里是讲到分辨。
In Luke 12, they use the same word for the word discernment.
主耶稣对这个这些犹太人说
The Lord Jesus said to the Jews
他说假冒为善的人五十六节假冒为善的人你们知道分辨天地的气色怎么不知道分辨这时候呢
In verse 56 You hypocrites You know how to analyze the appearance of the earth and the skyBut why do you not analyze this present time?
所以刚才我们所读到的那个查验，在希腊的原文呢，也可以把它翻作是分辨。
So the word that we just read about proof and examine in the original Greek, we can also talk about it as a discernment.
我们知道今天我们要为主做见证。
Today, if we want to bear His testimony, Lord,
我们必须要学会分辨。
We have to learn discernment.
为什么需要分辨呢？
Why do we have to have discernment?
因为我们知道有混乱的事情发生。
Because we know that confusion would happen.
当我们看一看今天这个世界，看看这个物质的世界，实在是充满了混乱。
As we look at this world, this material world is full of chaos and confusion.
我想今天我们活在这个世界中的人，我们都能够感觉到这个世界是多么的混乱。
We who live in the world could feel the confusion of the world.
但是我们要晓得，在属灵的世界里面，今天也是十分的混乱。
However, we should know that even in the spiritual world, there is confusion too.
尤其今天在地上的教会。
Especially for the churches on this earth.
我们要为主生活，我们要侍奉神，我们要敬拜神。
We have to live for the Lord, we have to serve the Lord, we have to worship God.
我们发现对大多数神的儿女来讲，这个分辨都成为一个非常困难的一个点。
We know that with respect to most of the children of God, discernment has been a very difficult issue.
因为你会看见今天在这个属灵的世界里面，充斥着各式各样的事物在里面。
Because you know that even in the spiritual world, many, many things are involved.
到底什么是出于主的？到底是什么不是出于主的？
What is out of the Lord and what is not out of the Lord?
对于今天神的儿女们来讲，这变成一个非常困难的一个点。
This has been a very difficult issue for the children of God.
假使我们不能够分辨的话呢？
If we do not have discernment,
弟兄姊妹们，我们就没有办法能够为主做一个明确的一个见证。
We cannot bear clear testimony for the Lord.
我们都晓得这个世界的混乱是从哪里来的。
We know the source of all this confusion of the
world. 我们知道这是撒旦所制造的。
We know the confusion has been manufactured by Satan.
我们知道撒旦是这个世界最大的乱源。
We know that Satan is the biggest source of confusion on this earth.
他是神工作的最大的一个破坏者。
He is the biggest destroyer of the work of God.
当我们打开圣经第一章第一节，创世纪的第一章第一节和第二节，我们就看见在那里就有仇敌很厉害的工作。
We just need to turn to the first two verses of chapter 1 of Genesis. There we can see the important work of this enemy.
读创世纪的人，都清楚啊。
All the people who have read Genesis would know this.
在创世纪的第一章第一节和第二节中间啊，有很一些的事情发生。
Some things happened between the first verse and the second verse.
因为他们根据希伯来原文呢。
Because according to the original Hebrew.
在第一章的第一节那里说，起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
那个创造呢，希伯来原文叫做 bara， 就是 create。
Because in the first verse, the word created was being used. And the original Hebrew, it is bara.
这个字的意思就是从无到有。
This word means that it is being made, created from nothing.
那么到了第七节那里又出现一个字，神就造出这个造的时候呢，他是用了另外一个希伯来文叫做 asa。
In verse 7, the word made was used. In the original Hebrew, it means asa.
这个 asa 呢，就是平常我们所说的制造。
This word asa means manufacturing.
所以根据这两个希伯来原文。
So according to these two original Hebrew words.
我们就知道在第一节和第二节之间曾经有过一些事情的发生。
We know that in between the first and the second verse, some things have occurred.
因为起初神造创造天地的时候，那定规是天地是非常的美丽的。
Because in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was very beautiful.
到了第二节就是说的时候，地就变成什么空虚混沌，渊灭黑暗。
But in verse 2, the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep.
那么神所创造的美丽的天地怎么会变成了空虚混沌渊灭黑暗呢？
So how could the beautiful earth that God has created became this formless and void, and darkness was over the surface?
因为我们知道在这一节这两节圣经中间有一些重大的事情发生。
Because in between these two verses, some very important event had occurred.
我们根据其他的圣经的经文，我们大概可以知道一点。
From other verses in the Bible, we can know a little bit.
就是当初神创造这个天地的时候。
When God initially created the heavens and the earth.
因为在天上有了背叛的事情。
There was rebellion in the heavens.
神所创造的三个天使长之一背叛。
One of the three archangels rebelled.
那个本来是明亮的之子，结果呢，他就变成了魔鬼，变成了撒旦。
The bright morning star became Satan, the devil.
所以呢，因着那个天使长变成魔鬼。
Because the archangel has become the devil.
他就破坏了神原先所创造的天地。
He destroyed the heaven and earth that was originally created by God.
他就使神原来所创造那个美丽的天地了，变成什么？空虚混沌，渊灭黑暗。
He turned that heavens and earth that God created into formless and void, where darkness was over the surface of the deep.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得这一个空虚混沌呢，它的意思就是变成一种的虚幻，变成一种没有意义的状态。
We know, brothers and sisters, this meaning of being formless and void means there's meaning. It is meaningless.
这个渊灭黑暗呢，它的意思就是变成一种混杂的，变成一种不清楚的情况。
And to have darkness over the surface of the deep means that something has been mixed in.
所以当神原先所创造的天地被仇敌把它弄成了一片的混乱的情况的时候。
So he has turned the heavens and earth that God created into a total chaos and confusion.
然后我们就看见神在这个空虚混沌渊灭黑暗的光景中，他就重新的来制造天地。
So out of all this formlessness and voidness and darkness, where darkness was over the surface of the deep, God made the heavens and earth again.
所以我们知道今天我们所看见这个天地乃是神的复造。
So we know that what we can see as heavens and earth today is what he made secondarily.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在圣经一开头就告诉我们，神原先所有的创造被仇敌破坏。
So in the beginning of the Bible, we know that God's original creation has been destructed by the enemy.
他把神所创造的美丽的天地变成一片的混乱。
He has destroyed he has turned the heavens and earth that God created into a total confusion.
当我们知道神在第二次复造天地以后，
We know that the second time when God made the heavens and earth, 神
创造了人类。
God also made man.
但是我们晓得这个古老的仇敌又重新进来做破坏的工作。
But we know that this old enemy came again to do its destructive work.
弟兄姊妹，这一次的工作呢，他没有破坏外面所创造这些天地。
In this destruction, he did not destroy the outward appearance.
他乃是破坏什么呢？破坏神所创造的人类。
He destroyed the human race that God has made.
弟兄姊妹们，在神六天的创造里面。
Brothers and sisters, among the six days of God's creation.
神造人的那个造是用 bara 这个字。
When God made man, we use the word bara.
这就告诉我们原来的天地里面呢，没有人的。
So we know that in the original heavens and earth, men did not exist.
大概神还没有创造人呢，撒旦就已经把它破坏了。
Maybe before God had created man, the devil has destroyed it.
所以第二次神的复造里面呢，神就开始怎么样创造人，这个是原来没有的。
So in the second time around, God created man. That was what did not exist before.
现在呢，魔鬼知道神的心意是要建立在人的身上。
So the enemy knew that God's desire was on men.
所以他第二次破坏的不是外面的世界。
So the second destruction of the enemy was not on the outward world.
那是破坏人里面的世界。
But to destroy the inward world of men.
所以他把罪引到人的里面。
So he brought sin into man.
结果弟兄姊妹，我们这个人里面就变成什么？空虚混沌，渊灭黑暗。
As a result, we humans become formless and void, and darkness is over in the surface of the deep.
你看今天我们生活在世上的这个人。
So you look at men who live on earth today.
这个外面所显出来的这种的混乱。
You look at the outward confusion that is being manifested.
就说明我们里面是混乱。
Just illustrates that inside there it's filled with confusion as well.
我们人活在地上真是虚幻。
It is full of vanities for us to live.
真是没有意义。
It is totally meaningless.
我们的里面是混杂不清的。
Inside of us is full of mixtures.
所以你想想看，这个人里面混杂不清，你怎么能把外面的这个社会世界把它理得清楚呢？
So if there's mixtures and confusion inside, how could you govern the outward world clearly?
但是我们感谢我们的神。
But we have.
就是虽然仇敌破坏了我们这些人。
Even though in the second time the enemy has destroyed us men.
神就出来呢，做这个恢复的工作。
God came out to do His work of recovery.
所以在圣经里面，在旧约圣经里面宣告我们的神是圣的。
So in the Bible, in the Old Testament, we proclaim that God is holy.
在特别在利未记里面讲到，我们的神是圣的。
Particularly in Leviticus, it says that our God is holy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们讲到这个分辨呢，它其实就是圣，就是圣别的意思。
This separation is basically holiness.
那弟兄姊妹，我们知道神今天他要出来做一个什么？做一个圣别的工作。
Today, God wants to do his work of separation.
我们晓得这个圣洁啊，这不仅是神的一个本性。
We know that holiness is not only the nature of God.
也是神行事的一个标准。
It is also a standard by which God acts.
我们都知道我们的神也是公义的神。
We also know that our God is a righteous God.
他的审判是凭着他的公义。
His judgments are based on his righteousness.
但是弟兄姊妹们要晓得，没有圣洁就没有公义。
However, we have to know that without holiness, there can be no righteousness.
那么没有公义的话呢，就显不出圣洁。
And without righteousness, holiness cannot be manifested.
所以这是神的本性里面两个重要的属性。
So these are two important natures of God.
你想想今天呢，一个法官呢，他要判案的时候啊。
So today, when a judge needs to hand down his judgment,
第一件事情，他必须把这些事情呢，把它理清楚才行，对不对？
First, he has to clear up all the matters.
我们中国古代的这个衙门呢？
In the old days in China, where we have this judicial system.
这个法院就是现在的法院。
So which means the ordinary courthouse in today's terms.
那个什么县太爷啊什么的，他。坐的这个位置的上面呢，就有几个字啊，就是明镜高悬，对吧？
And before the seat of the judge, it says that they have to be righteous.
像一个镜子一样啊，高悬，就是他意思说呢，第一件事情你要怎么样？要这个法官的眼睛要很清楚，你要像镜子一样，把许多事情要把它理得清楚。
Above the seat of the judge, there's a mirror, and which means that the judge has to have a very clear eyesight to
decide. 然后呢，你的审判才会公义，对不对
？And then your judgment would be righteous.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们的神行事也是这样。
So likewise, our God also acts the same.
没有圣洁就不可能有公义的。
Without holiness, there can be no righteousness.
我们的神他实在是一个单纯的神。
Our God is truly a pure God.
他不喜欢掺杂的事物。
He does not like mixtures.
所以当第一个世界，神所创造世界被撒旦弄成这样一种混乱的情况的时候
，So when the first world that he created was turned into confusion by Satan，
我们的神就在这一片的空虚、混沌、渊面的黑暗光景中间，他就重新来做工。
So our God started to work again in this formlessness and voidness, where darkness is hovering over the surface of the deep.
当我们读创世纪的时候，第一章的时候
，As we read chapter 1 of Genesis，
我们看见第一件事情，他就做分开的工作，光和暗就分开了。
The first work that God undertook was that of separation.Light separated from darkness.
然后呢，他就把空气以上的水、空气下的水又分开了。
And he separated the air of the expanse above the waters and the expanse underneath the water.
到了第三天以后。
In the third day.
神把陆地分出来了。
And God also separated the land.
然后的各样的生物就出来了。
And all the living organisms.
各样的动物就出来了。
And all kinds of animals started to come.
那里有一个很重要的字眼，叫做各从其类。
And then there's a very important term called after their kind.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常精细的一个工作。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very delicate work.
神用了6天的时间，把仇敌所弄得混乱的这个天地呢，重新的怎么样，把它再整顿起来。
God used 6 days to turn confusion into organization from what the enemy has done.
这就是今天我们所看见这个美丽的世界。
So this is the beautiful world we see today.
弟兄姊妹们，今天当我们进入神所创造的这个地球所展示这个世界的时候
Brothers and sisters, today when we enter into the world that is created by God,
我们看见很多的事情都是井井有条的。
We see many things are in a great organization.
我们就知道当初啊，仇敌实在做了厉害的工作，把这个整个神所创造的美丽的天地弄得非常的混乱。
But we know that initially, the enemy has done great work to turn the beautiful creation into great confusion.
但是神用他无限的全能，也用他无限的忍耐，逐一的把它分开。
However, God has used his unlimited power and unlimited perseverance to do the work of separation.
我们看见哪里有分开的事情，哪里就有次序。
Wherever there is separation, there is order.
哪里有分开的事情，哪里就有美丽。
Wherever there is separation, there is beauty.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
神不仅今天在外在的物质的世界里面他做这样一个恢复的工作。
Not only is God undertaking this recovery work in the outside world.
当第二次仇敌的工作临到人身上之后。
When the second time the work of the enemy descended upon men.
我们也知道这是仇敌非常厉害的工作。
We also know that this is a very severe work of the enemy.
哎呀，我们真的是非常的诧异啊。
We are indeed shocked.
这个夏娃只不过吃了一个果子而已啊。
Eve only ate a fruit.
但是这个果子啊，在人的里面所造成的这个伤害、这个破坏，竟然是这么彻底的。
However, this harm and destruction created in man is so total.
所以今天外面的世界我们看起来有点美丽，但弟兄姊妹，在我们里面的世界呢，是空虚、混沌、渊面黑暗。
So even though the outward world can be beautiful, but inside of us, it's formless and void, and darkness is hovering over the surface of the deep.
所以神就好像照着当初他恢复这个天地的光景一样，就在我们里面做恢复的工作。
So in accordance with his recovery work of the heavens and earth, he is also doing the recovery work within us.
我们都知道，当我们没有信主之前，我们里面是黑暗的。
We know that before we knew God, it was darkness within us.
何等的奇妙！当你信主的头一天开始
，But wondrously, the first day that you believed in the Lord,
黑暗跟光明就分开了。
But darkness is separated from light.
啊，我们里面就蒙光照了。
So we are enlightened within.
啊，然后我们就看见神的工作一天天坐在我们的里面。
And we see the work of God working in us day by day.
我们里面本来是丑陋的，是败坏的。
Previously, we were ugly and in destruction within.
但是因着主的工作在我们的身上，逐渐开始有些美丽的东西出现。
But because of the work of God in us, there's started to have a beauty from within.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣基督的救恩
，the salvation of the Lord Jesus，
在我们身上所成功的个救赎，到底他细致到什么样情况，深到什么样的地步？弟兄姊妹，远超过我们所能想象。
We cannot fathom the delicateness and the deepness of the salvation power of the Lord.
但是呢，今天神在我们里面呢，要把我们整个人怎么样做到完全。
However, God wants to bring us into fullness.
所以以弗所书第二章告诉我们，我们原是他手中的工作。
Ephesians 2 tells us that we are His workmanship.
神要把我们恢复到一个像诗一样的美丽的光景。
God wants to recover us to the beautiful poems.
就像神今天呢，在这个混乱的天地中间理出今天这个美丽的这个世界一样。
Just like he has done his recovery work to save this beautiful earth out of confusion.
所以我们从圣经中里面可以看见，我们的神是圣别的神。
So from the Bible, we can know that we have a God of separation.
他的工作最重要的工作就是一直在做。分开，分开，分开。
And his most important work is continuously separating and separating and separating.
所以，当他要把他的见证托付下来的时候
，So when he wants to entrust his testimony to us,
他首先就在天下的万族中间拣选以色列这个民族。
So out of all the races on earth, he has chosen the people of Israel.
神希望呢，以色列这个民族呢，能够代表他。
God wants the people of Israel to represent him.
所以我们看见当神拣选以色列人的时候
，So we see that when God has chosen the Israelites,
神一再的对他们说什么
？God kept telling them,
你们要圣洁。
You have to be holy.
因为耶和华神是圣洁的。
Because the Lord is holy.
他说你们在天下的万国中间要分别为圣。
Among all the peoples, you have to be holy.
所以神一直在以色列百姓的身上做分别为圣的事情。
So in the people of Israel, God kept working, doing the work of separation.
所以在以色列人中间，他们一个应该有一个最大的一个标志啊，就是归耶和华为圣。
So if there were to be a biggest banner among the people of Israel, it would be holy to the Lord.
你们读圣经的时候发现旧约的最大的字啊，这大字几个大字就是归耶和华为圣，对吧
？If you read the Old Testament, a few very important words that jump out of your eyesight would be holy to the Lord.
这个应该是以色列人的标志。
This ought to be a sign of the Israelites.
但是何等可惜啊。
However, deplorably,
我们看见以色列百姓他们众仇敌的诡计一再的落到那种掺杂的情况里面。
However, the people of Israel have fallen for the traps of the enemy and kept being in the condition of being in the mixture.
什么时候他们一落到这个掺杂的情况里面的时候，见证就失去了。
Every time when they've fallen into the condition of being in a mixture, the testimony is gone.
当我们读旧约圣经的利未记的时候啊。
As we read Leviticus in the Old Testament.
哎呀，我们实在是这个感觉哈。这个神呢、啊、这个对以色列百姓这种要求啊，为什么要求的这么的细致啊、
we feel that the requirements of God are indeed very very detailed.
每次当我们读利未记的时候，
Every time we read Leviticus,
很多基督徒都这样的感觉。
A lot of Christians have similar feeling.
我觉得神是不是太麻烦了？
Isn't God a bit too much?
他要求啊太细致了。
He has so many detailed requirements.
啊，所以当我们读的时候呢，我们都感觉到很困难。
So as we read, we even feel it is difficult for us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见神在侍奉上面要求他们分别。
Brothers and sisters, we see that in the matter of service, God has required them to be separated.
所以当以色列百姓在西乃山下他们拜金牛犊的时候。
So when the Israelites were worshiping the golden calf.Under the Mount Sinai.
那么神没有办法再使用整个以色列民族。
God could not use the entire race of the Israelites.
所以神在那里又做了一次分别为圣的工作，利未人被分出来。
So God performed another act of separation and separated out the race of Levites.
啊，本来整个以色列民族是被分别为圣。
Originally, the entire race of the Israelites are being separated.
因着神的百姓的失败。
However, because of the failure of the people of God,
叫神没有办法，只好呢，从他们中间再分出一部分的人来。
God could not but separate another portion of the people.
我们晓得这不是神原初的心意。
We know that this is not his original intent.
这是神一个权宜的做法。
This is something that he did because of the circumstances.
所以神就对利未人有特别的一种要求。
As a result, God has special requirements for the Levites.
啊，利未人必须要懂得洁净的规矩。
The Levites must know all the cleansing rituals.
他们必须要被分别出来。
They have to be separated.
啊，所以你看见当他们进到会幕那边去服事的时候。
So you see that when they entered into the Ark of the Covenant to serve.
特别这个亚伦祭司家。
Particularly from the tribe of the Aaron's family.
神要求的那个洁净的规矩是多么的严厉、
啊。God has very severe cleansing rituals.
啊，弟兄姊妹，就说明怎么样，神要做分别的事情。
This illustrates that God is performing His work of separation.
或者做圣别的一个工作、啊。
His work of separation.、
啊、所以当利未人呢，他们在神的百姓中间。他们要尽他们的职分的时候
，So before the Levites can serve out their duties，
他们必须懂得这个利未记里面所说的各样的规矩。
They have to know all the rituals and rules in Leviticus。
我看这个利未记里面
，In Leviticus，
啊，虽然有献祭，但是后面呢，这个洁净的规矩啊，这个神用了很大的篇幅在这里来描述。
Even though Leviticus first talked about the offerings, Leviticus also devoted a lot of content to all these cleansing rituals.
神要求他们必须把洁净的与不洁净的物分开来。
God required them to set apart the clean from the unclean.
啊，这个呢，不仅是当时啊，这个祭司们他们的工作，这个也成为当时以色列百姓的生活。
Not only is that the work of the priests. This also become the life of the people of Israel.
你看，当我们看利未记第十一章的时候
，As you read Leviticus chapter 11,
啊，他首先就告诉我们什么是可吃，什么不能吃的。
This tells us what can be eaten and what cannot be eaten.
他说呢，凡这个蹄分两半啊，倒嚼的啊，分蹄倒嚼的可以吃。
Whatever divides the hoof and chews the curd, you can eat that.
啊，那个倒嚼不分蹄的不能吃。
But whatever divides the hoof, but cannot chew the curd, you cannot eat.
分蹄倒嚼的也不能吃。
But if a divides a hoof, but makes a split hoof, you cannot eat.
那个蹄啊，分得不清楚的也不能吃。
But if the hoof is not clearly divided, you cannot eat
either. 这里也讲了许许多多的各种各样的不同的这种的动物啊。
Many animals are being referred to here.
然后呢，水里面呢，这个呢，我这个有鳞有刺的可以吃。
In the waters, anything with scale can be eaten.
这个无鳞无刺的不能吃。
Things that without fins and without scales you cannot eat.
啊，还有各种的鸟啊，什么什么各种的雕啊。
And all these birds and insects.
有些我们都不知道是什么鸟啊。
We don't even know what birds these are.
但是呢，圣经说这些不洁净，不能吃。
But the Bible says they are unclean. You cannot eat those.
还有呢，这个有翅膀用四足爬行的那个不能吃。
And those who have wings but have legs, you cannot eat those.
但是呢，有翅膀了，有腿啊，可以蹦着的可以吃。
But those who have wings and have joined legs and to jump on those, you can eat.
啊，弟兄姊妹，当你在这里读这些东西的时候啊
，As you're reading these things,
啊，也许我们不明白
，Maybe we cannot understand.
为什么要这样做
？Why would God do something like this？
为什么这么的细致
？Why would you have all these detailed regulations？
啊，到了这个利未记第十九章的时候
，Then you reached Leviticus 19、
啊。不同的这些动物，你也不能把它随便配合。
But all these different animals, you cannot just breed them any way you want.
耕种地的时候，不能用两样不同的种子。
When you sow your field, you cannot sow it with two kinds of seed.
啊，做衣服的时候呢，也不能把两样不同的材料把它编织在一起。
When you make a garment, you cannot put two kinds of material mixed together.
啊，那个意思就是今天混纺的衣服不能穿呢。
So all those clothes with mixtures, you cannot wear those.
但是你看，我们今天有谁穿的衣服不是混纺的呢？
But all our clothes have mixtures.
你说麻不麻烦呢
？Isn't this very troublesome?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
不是我们的神要麻烦。
It is not that our God wants to cause us any trouble.
弟兄姊妹，因为这里面包含着仇敌的工作在里面。
But because in here it includes the work of the enemy.
神绝不容许任何仇敌的工作参与在神圣的事物里面。
God would not allow any work of the enemy in the holy work of God.
所以你看，在旧约时代中间，神对神的百姓呢，有这样一种的要求在里面。
So you see that in the Old Testament, God has all these requirements for the people of God.
就是因为说，为什么呢？因为神说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Why? Because God tells them to be holy because He is holy.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天以色列的百姓啊，他们要为神做见证。
So today, for the people of Israel, if they want to bear testimony for the Lord,
他们必须要在生活中间有着许许多多的分别。
They have to have a lot of separation in their life.
我们感谢我们的主啊。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当新约时代开始的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when the New Testament starts,
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣基督到地上来成全神的律法。
The Bible says that the Lord Jesus came to this earth to fulfill all the requirements of the law.
旧约中间这一切所有繁复麻烦的事情呢，都让主一个人把它成全。
All these troublesome laws in the Old Testament have been fulfilled by Him alone.
而今天神在他的里面把这个生命赐给我们。
And today in Him, He has granted His life to us.
所以到了新约时代中
，So when we get to the time of the New Testament,
弟兄姊妹们，我们乃是一个生命上面的一个分别。
We are separated in terms of our life.
所以我们里面的生命被称作属天的生命。
So the life within is called a heavenly life.
它跟这个属地的事物是要分开来的。
As in it's separated from the earthly matters.
我们里面的生命被称作是属灵的生命。
Our life within is also called a spiritual life.
我们要跟肉体分开来。
It is separated from that of the flesh.
所以在新约时代中，凡是出于这个生命都是圣洁的。
So in the New Testament, anything that came out of this life is holy.
神不再在外面要求我们了。
God did not have any outward requirements for us.
所以我们就得到很大的释放。
So we have great liberty.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们可以穿混纺的衣服了。
We can wear clothes mixed with a different material.
无鳞无刺的你也可以吃。
fish that has no fins and no scales, you can eat those too.
不管它是不是分瓣倒嚼的，你都可以吃。
Whether it has a split hoof or chewing the curd, you can also eat those animals.
我们只要活在主的这个生命的里面。
As long as we live in the life of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就能够有一个圣别的情况。
Brothers and sisters, we will be in the condition of separation.
所以我们从圣经里面可以看见啊。
So from the Bible, we can tell that.
当仇敌在地上 在人的里面做了这个混乱的工作。
When the enemy has done the work of confusion in us.
所以我们的神，他出来的时候，他就告诉我们说他是圣洁的神。
And our Lord came out to say that He is the Holy God.
就是告诉我们要为他做见证。
He's telling us we have to bear testimony for Him.
必须圣别。
And in order to do that, we have to be separated.
必须要有分别。
We have to be separated.
如果今天我们不懂得分别。
If we don't know how to be separated today,
我们为神所做的那个可能不是神的见证。
Whatever testimony we're bearing is not His testimony.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is such an important thing.
我们看见仇敌刻意所要做的。
We know that what the enemy deliberately is doing.
就是要把神的儿女们弄在一种混乱的情况中。
Is to cause all the children of God in confusion.
弟兄姊妹们，不仅罪是可怕的。
Brothers and sisters, not only is sin horrible,
仇敌所做这个混乱的工作也是可怕。
The work of confusion done by this enemy is also horrible.
因为在神圣的事物的环境里面，
because an environment of holiness,
他把许多掺杂的东西带进来了。
He has brought in a lot of mixtures.
这些掺杂东西有的不一定在人感觉是坏的。
To our human feeling, these mixtures may not be bad necessarily.
所以就圣经讲的，撒旦有时候可以装作光明的天使啊。
So that's why the Bible says that sometimes Satan is dressed up as the sons of the angels.
对于今天我们这些啊有限的人。
So to us humans who are limited.
我们生活在肉体的软弱中愚蒙的人。
We are stubborn and stupid and live in the flesh.
我们要在神的百在这个这么样的一种复杂的情况里面，要能够做一点分辨的工作，实在很困难。
It is hard for us to undertake any work of separation in this confusion.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这是一个征战。
However, this is a warfare.
啊，今天我们所从事的属灵的征战，就是看我们能不能把这些东西分别出来。
Today we undertake the spiritual warfare so that we can do the separation.
仇敌制造混乱。
The enemy is manufacturing confusion.
我们在主耶稣基督里面靠着神的恩典，我们做分别的工作。
In Christ Jesus, through His grace, we are doing the work of separation.
所以这个中间的冲突是很厉害的。
So there's a huge conflict.
啊，所以你看见有时候在教会里面很多人在那争论这个，争论这个，你就知道分辨不清楚。
So that in the church sometimes that people are arguing about this issue and that issue, you know that we cannot do a separation.
有的时候叫我们真是十分的为难。
Sometimes it really causes difficulty.
啊，弟兄姊妹，比方我们举一个例子来说。
Let me give you an example.
像我们今天在地上这个教会中的诗歌的问题。
For instance, the hymns that we sing in church today.
真是何等的困难呢。
It is such a difficult issue.
啊，很多弟兄姊妹说，这个歌有什么不能唱呢？
Some brothers and sisters would say, why can't we sing this hymn?
看起来里面都是神的话。
All the words inside are words of God.
但是那个调子听起来是冰冰蹦蹦的啊。这个好像是这个是流行歌曲的。
However, the melody is that of the rock music.
啊，这一下子我们很多神的儿女就糊涂了。
So a lot of the children of God get confused.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说有些那些歌所以都不对。
I'm not saying that some songs or hymns are not right.
但是今天仇敌在暗中把许多的东西带进来。
But the enemy in secret has brought in many things among us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要有一个分辨。
So we have to have discernment.
所以你知道在分辨的事上是多么的不容易。
So it is very hard to have discernment.
啊，在对神的敬拜的事情上也是一样。
Likewise, in the matter of worship of God.
啊，有的时候叫你不知道怎么样来表达。
You do not know how to express sometimes.
但是你明明知道这些里面有很多东西是不对的。
But you clearly know some things are not right.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要非常慎防仇敌的工作。
We have to take heed of the work of the enemy.
当我们读头一个世纪教会的历史。
As we read the church history of the first century.
那我们看见在使徒行传里面。
We see that in the book of Acts.
那般侍奉主的人。
For those who serve the Lord,
那般跟随主的人，
those people who follow the Lord,
特别那些使徒们，
especially the apostles,
他们真是一般老练的人。
They were people who have been proven.
他们就好像今天呢，这个珠宝啊，或者检验这些金银的人的这个检验师一样。
They're like a jury examiner.
他们是老练的检验师。
They are very experienced jury.
他们在教会里面知道什么东西是。 出于主，什么东西不是出于主。
In the church to know what is of the Lord and what is not of the Lord.
因为在同一个世纪的时候，我们看见仇敌对教会的攻击是非常厉害。
Because we know that even in the first century, the work of the enemy on the churches is
当你,
severe.
当你读使徒们的书信的时候
，as you read the apostles' epistles,
你看见几乎没有一卷的书信不是在这里讲到这些分别的事情。
Almost every single epistle is talking about the work of the separation.
有人告诉我们，保罗所写的十三封书信。
Some people tell us that out of the 13 epistles written by Paul,
几乎每一封书信都是问题解答。
Every single epistle is a Q&A.
因为教会里面出现了很多的问题。
Because many questions have arisen.
仇敌利用人的肉体制造许多的难处。
The enemy used our flesh and created many difficulties.
保罗靠着神的恩典。
But Paul, by the grace of God,
手中握着神的启示。
He has held the revelation of God in his hand.
圣灵的引导。
And he followed the leading of the Holy Spirit.
一点一点的在神的百姓中间做这个分别的工作。
One bit by bit, he's doing the work of separation and the people of God.
有的地方实在是纠缠的非常厉害，难以这个分别。
On some issues, the issues are so mixed up that it is hard to do his work of separation.
你看，连这么老练的一个神的一个仆人。
You see, for somebody who is so experienced,
他为了教会的光景流了多少的眼泪。
For the condition, he has shed so many tears because of the condition of the churches.
因为神的儿女们落在一种混乱的情况中。
Because the children of God has fallen into the condition of confusion.
失去了向着主的那种的纯洁。
And they have lost the purity toward the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这也是今天地上教会侍奉中最困难的点。
This is also the most difficult point as we serve in the church today.
但是这个也是今天的征战。
And also, this is also the warfare for today.
我们真的是需要在教会中主能兴起一般老练的检验师。
We desire God to raise up a group of very experienced examiners.
能够把今天地上教会仇敌所制造这些混乱的光景，能把它理清。
Who can organize out of all the confusion caused by by Satan?
我们看见在教会历史中间，
we know that from church history,
有许多神的仆人，许多被神所使用的弟兄姊妹。
Many servants of God, many saints who have been used by God.
他们在有的世代里面，他们能为主做美好的见证。
The fact that they could bear beautiful testimony for the Lord.
就是因为他们有了一个分辨。
It's because they have this separation.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们都晓得在十六世纪的时候，马丁路德的故事。
We know that all brothers and sisters know about the story of Martin Luther in the
当天主教把整个主的工作弄成一个非常混杂的情况的时候。
When Catholicism has turned God's work into total confusion.
开头连马丁路德也搞不清楚。
Even it even confused Martin Luther.
爱神，他爱神。他想侍奉神。
He loved God and he wanted to serve God.
他完全按照天主教的那个方式。
But he's following the ways of the Catholicism.
我们看见他这个心智和他的牺牲，这些都是了不起的。
We can see that his intent and his sacrifice are great.
大学教授也不要做了。
He didn't want to be a college professor.
去做修士。
He became a monk.
然后呢，出去讨饭这样子。
And he was begging for food.
你看他这个这种的敬虔呢。
You can see his piousness.
啊，但是弟兄姊妹们是在混乱的光景中。
However, brothers and sisters, he lived in a condition of confusion.
只等到有一天他去爬比拉多梯的时候啊。
Until one day he was climbing up the ladder of Babel.
圣灵的光进来了。
The light of the Holy Spirit came in.
义人必因信得生。
You shall live saved by faith.
这个光一进来，整个世界分开了。
The minute the light hits, the entire world is separated.
弟兄姊妹，他里面的光景先分开了。
His light within separated.
结果呢，也造成外面侍奉上面引起许多神的儿女们跟天主教的光景分开了。
So as a result, through his outward service, a lot of the children of God has also separated from Catholicism.
我们知道，才有一点所谓恢复的工作出现。
So there's a little work of recovery.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们晓得到了弟兄运动的时候
，We know that when we get to the brethren movement，
他们中间出现许多老练的弟兄们。
Out of them, there were many very experienced brothers.
有一次呢，我看到一本书啊。
One time I was reading a book.
啊，他是讲到弟兄们中间的这些做领袖的。
The book was discussing about the leaders among the brethren movement.
有100个人呢。
There were 100 of them.
你打开来看，每一个弟兄们都是熟读圣经的。
If you read the book, every single one of those brothers know the Bible very well.
每一个都是紧紧跟随主的。
All of them follow the Lord closely.
每一个人拿起圣经来都是充满亮光的。
Every one of them, when they looked up the Bible, they were full of light.
所以在弟兄运动开头的20年。
So in the first 20 years of the Brethren movement,
教会的光景非常的荣耀。
The condition of the church is indeed glorious.
有人告诉我们，他们那个光景几乎恢复到使徒时代的那种的光景。
Some people even said that the condition of the church then was almost recovered to that of the condition of the Acts.
因为在教会中间有一班人，他们对属灵的事情，他们能做分辨的工作。
Because there is a group of people at the church who can do the work of separation.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天这个时代，
In our generation,
我们也需要靠主的恩典。
We also need to rely on the grace of God.
要好好的追求主。
To truly pursue after him.
我们昨天晚上所讲的这个认识和经历，这是两个很重要的根基。
Last night we talked about these two fundamental things about knowing him and experiencing him.
我们要在这个根基上面啊，能有深厚的一个学习。
Out of that foundation, we have to have deep, deep lessons.
好叫我们能成为一个老练的一个能分辨的一个人。
So that we can be an experienced discerner.
我想我和弟兄姊妹们要从新约圣经里面啊。
I want to share with you from the New Testament.
我们来看一看啊，当初使徒们他们在侍奉上面。他们在教会里面到底在哪些事情上面他们做了一些分辨的一些工作。
I want to see exactly what the apostles has done in terms of the work of separation.
我们知道分辨这个词啊，希腊文呢。
We know that the word discernment in the in Greek.
这个字呢，在我们中文的翻译里面呢，它用了很多不同的意思。
Has been translated in many different ways in Chinese.
那英文呢比较简单一点。
The English translation is somewhat simpler.
这个希腊字呢，原文叫 dokimazo 嘛 ，dokimazo 这个字啊。
The original Greek word is dokimazo.
这是一个动词。
This is a verb.
那么我们看见在使徒们的书信里面呢，他们用了这个字。用了很多次。
We see that from the epistles of the apostles, they have used this word many, many times.
那我想我从中文圣经的这个意思呢啊，我一个一个点和弟兄姊妹们有一点点的交通。
So from the Chinese translation, I want to have a little bit of fellowship with you.
这个字呢，第一方面在中文里面翻作查验。
The first Chinese translation is proof or examine.
在圣经里面到底有哪些地方出现这个字呢？
Where did the word appear in the Bible?
第一处在罗马书第十二章第二节。
First in Romans 12:2.
我们刚才读过了。
We just read about it.
我们必须要心意更新而变化。
Our mind has to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
我们才能查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Then we can prove the will of God.That which is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以第一个在神的旨意上面我们需要有这么一个分辨。
So with respect to the will of God, we have had this proving.
这个查验这个字第二处用在以弗所书第五章。
The second time this word appeared is in Ephesians 5:10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
那里说呢，凡主所喜悦的事，我们要查验主所喜悦的事。
It says here that trying to prove what is pleasing to the Lord.
因为神要求我们过光明的生活。
Because God requires us to walk in the light.
所以在基督徒的生活里面，弟兄姊妹，我们要查验什么是出于主的，什么是不出于主的。
So in the life of a Christian, we need to prove what is of the Lord and what is not of the Lord.
到了帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十一节。
And then we get to 1 Thessalonians 5:21,
就告诉我们说，凡事要查验。
And it talks about examine everything.
善美的你要持守。
Hold fast to that which is good.
这是使徒们当初提醒帖撒罗尼迦教会。
The apostles were reminding the church in Thessalonica.
加拉太书第六章第四节。
Galatians 6:4.
告诉我们你要查验自己的行为。
You have to examine your deeds.
这是在中文圣经里面查验这个字啊。出现的那四处地方的圣经。
Here in the Chinese word, this particular word shows up four times.
那么在哥林多前书第十六章第三节。
And in 1 Corinthians 16:3,
这个字呢，把它翻作是举荐。
The word of the in Chinese has the meaning of approval and recommend.
这个呢，我们知道他这里说到哈，当初呢，哥林多的弟兄姊妹他们有一些的奉献呢，那么为着要周济在耶路撒冷的那些穷苦的这些弟兄姊妹。
The context of this is that originally the Corinthian saints have had some contributions or offerings made for the poor in the in Jerusalem.
那保罗说呢，你们举荐什么人，那么我就打发他去。
And Paul told them, whomever you may approve, I will send them.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个分辨啊，在这里可以用在举荐的事情上面。
So in terms of the word discern here, you can also talk about approving and recommending someone.
所以这也告诉我们今天在教会里面。
So today in our church today,
当我们要推荐什么人的时候，
when we need to recommend somebody,
弟兄姊妹，你需要有分辨。
You have to have discernment.
啊，我们晓得这个分辨往往有时候非常不容易。
We know that this discernment is oftentimes very difficult.
啊，我们的弟兄姊妹们大多数都是善良的。
Most of our brothers and sisters are good.
所以有时候我们去一个地方听一个道啊。
So when we go somewhere to listen to a sermon.
哎呀，真是好啊。
And we hear that the sermon is indeed good.
回去马上就开始推荐。
So we go back and recommend immediately.
当然这个推荐不是错。
It is not wrong to recommend.
但是最好呢，你要做一点点的分辨。
But first of all, you have to do some discerning work.
有时候可能我们太快了。
Sometimes we're too fast.
你要知道今天呢，我们推荐一本书也好，推荐一个录音带也好啊。
Today you know that when we recommend a book or a tape.
我常常感觉你这个推荐你有责任的，你知道吗？
We know that when you recommend, you have a responsibility.
如果今天你的推荐对弟兄姊妹造成错误的话，
If today your recommendation has led into mistakes among the brothers and sisters,
结果让弟兄姊妹们路走错了，或者属灵光景有了一种的变动，你将来到主跟前要负责任。
And as a result, it caused an adverse change in the spiritual condition of the saints. You have to bear responsibility before the Lord one day.
所以你最好在推荐的这个时候呢，你要稍微有一点点的分辨。
So in your process of recommendation, you have to have a little discernment.
哦，这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important issue.
因为在今天这个时代中，这种事情在教会里面太多了。
Because there are too many things and similar things in the church today.
所以保罗他们要，使徒们要推荐一些人，他们不随便。
So the apostles would not lightly recommend anyone.
所以这个举荐就是需要有分辨。
So this word approve requires discernment.
这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
我曾经为这件事情呢，有很多年呢，我在主面前呢，也有很大的一个困惑。
With respect to this issue, I've had huge confusion before the Lord for many years.
所以有很好多次我在主面前祷告寻求，我说主啊，到底我们应该怎么样来接纳一个人呢？
For many years I pray before the Lord and inquire of him and say, how can we receive of a saint?
后来呢，主就给我一点点的感觉啊。
Then the Lord gave me a little feeling.
我想我给弟兄姊妹们做个参考。
I can give you as a reference.
我们呢，对一个侍奉主的人或者对一个圣徒啊。
With respect to someone who serves God, or
we can 可以从三个方面来看这种情况。
We can look at three aspects.
第一个呢，就是呢，关于他的人品。
First, from his character.
第二个呢，是关于他的恩赐。
Second, from his talents.
第三个是关于他的道路问题。
And then also from his ways.
当然了，今天如果你碰见一个人呢，人品没有问题。
Today, if you run into a person who has good character
也非常有恩赐,
and has great talent,
那么路也走得正,
and he is on the right way,
那么你可以放心的推荐,
then you can recommend without any worries.
那么如果今天有一个人,
but today, if there's someone
人非常好,
who has very good character,
恩赐也非常好,
he has many good talents,
但是路走得不对,
but his way is wrong.
弟兄姊妹, 那我们就很小心。
Then we have to be very careful.
你需要有点分辨。
You have to have a little discernment.
那么也许我们可以接纳这个人。
Maybe we can accept the.
我们可以接纳他的恩赐。
We can accept his talents.
但是他的路你要小心。
But you have to beware of his ways.
啊，我在过去我也碰见过有这许多侍奉主的人。
Previously, I've run into many people.
有的人人真是好得不得了啊。
They are so such nice people.
那个恩赐也吸引你。
And their talents also attract you.
但是看看这个路啊，好像有点问题。
However, their way seemed problematic.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们许多时候在神跟前呢，就需要一个考虑啊。
So many times before the Lord, we have to have this consideration.
有的人呢，这个人一塌糊涂。
Some people are terrible people.
嘿，但是恩赐好的不得了。
But they have great talent.
啊，这个真是一个很大的一个困难的，对吧？
This is a real difficulty.
那么有的路也不对。
But then their ways are wrong.
那弟兄姊妹，在这样的光景中的时候呢？你要怎么样做一个选择？你必须里面有一个尺度。
But then under that condition, you have to have some kind of standard by which you judge.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天在地上的教会
，Brothers and sisters, on churches today,
我们可以说正处在末了的时代一个最混乱的一个局面的里面。
We're in a condition of the worst confusion.
所以当我们在举荐这些事物的时候，弟兄姊妹们，你里面必须在神面前要有一个分辨。
So when we approve someone, you have to have this discernment.
第三个方面啊，这个字呢翻作试验。
The third word is translated as test.
在哥林多后书第八章第二十二节。
Second Corinthians 8:22.
这里讲到有一个。弟兄呢，他是非常的热心的。
It talks about here a brother who is very diligent.
灵后，我们读一下好了，我想我。
Let's read together.
请弟兄姊妹，你翻圣经快一点啊，跟我一起读一下。
Turn your Bible quickly and read together with me.
八章二十二节。
8:22.
他说：“我们又打发一位弟兄同去，这人的热心，我们在许多事上屡次试验过。”现在他因深信你们，就更加热心。
And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have often tested and found diligent in many things, but now even more diligent because of his great confidence in you.
哎呀，我们都希望人发热心，对不对
？We all want people to be diligent.
人发热心还不好吗
？Isn't it good to have zeal?
来，但对保罗来讲，还要给他试验一下。
But to Paul, that person has to be tested.
保罗还不给他试，不止试验一次。
Paul didn't just test him once.
给他试验好几次。
He was tested many times.
哎，到最后呢，才能证实说这个人的热心是可靠的。
So finally, he tested that his diligence is reliable.
所以在教会里面，有时候发热心啊，也不一定就可靠啊。
So in the church today, if you have great zeal or diligence, that may not necessarily be reliable.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当人在发热心的时候，我们也稍微需要分辨一下。
So brothers and sisters, before people who have zeal and diligence, we have to have some discernment.
哎呀，我告诉你，我们人很容易上当。
We know that we can be fooled very easily.
我一个同工啊，他有一次就上个大当。
A coworker of mine have been fooled big time.
他有一天不知道怎么在马路上碰见一个人。
One day he ran into somebody on the street.
这个他说他是苏联人，他叫 Israel。
He is a Russian.
他名字叫 Israel。
Oh, his name is Israel.
哎。他碰见他之后呢，那个人呢，就这个后来他就把他带来聚会了，也给他受浸。
And he brought him to the meetings, and he even baptized him.
他就大发热心啊。
And this guy has a lot of zeal.
他说你们要盖会所吗
？Do you want to build a church building?
他说没有问题，我有一个朋友啊，在 NBA 打球的。
No problem. I have a friend who is an NBA player.
我跟他是好朋友。
We're good friends.
我们从前在俄国的时候共患难。
We have suffered together in Russia.
我去找他奉献。
I will get him to give an offering.
他这么一讲啊，我们教会里面弟兄姊妹大家都高兴了。
Everybody in the fellowship was very delighted.
好几个弟兄姊妹就请他吃饭呢。那时候我正好在外面。
So many brothers. So many brothers and sisters wanted to invite him for a meal, and I was out of town at the time.
哎呀，我的姊妹就打电话给我，兴奋得不得了啊！
My wife called me and she was very excited.
她说我们的弟兄找到了另外一个人呢、啊，他一个朋友啊，这打这个 NBA 一年赚几百万呢、啊。她说他要奉献二十万给我们。
So my wife said that this brother has brought another person to us where he is a good friend as a NBA player who makes millions, and he's going to offer $200,000 to us.
他怎么一讲啊？我说这个有这种事吗？
So when she mentioned it, I said, can this be true?
我说真的吗？
Is this true?
我姊妹说真的，真的。
So my wife said, yes, yes.
后来我打电话给那个弟兄啊。
So I called that brother.
那个弟兄说真的。
The brother said, yes, it is true.
啊，好了，那我就信以为真了。
So I take it as true.
我心里面总是有点怀疑的。
But I have some suspicion in my heart.
我还没回到西雅图。
Before I even got back to Seattle.
这个人呢就说啊。我去找我的朋友去了哈。
I'm gonna go look at my friend.
哎呀，我们这边人高兴不得了啊！那个弟兄姊妹还说，他要把那个朋友带来了。
So all the brothers and sisters were very happy because
NBA 的一个打球的球星呢，对不对
？So this NBA star is gonna come.
他们在计划说，他们来的时候啊，这个我们把年轻弟兄姊妹都找来，叫他教他们打篮球。
So we're saying that when he shows up, we will gather all the younger brothers and sisters, and he can teach them how to play basketball.
然后呢，我们那些有些弟兄姊妹就是家里面煮菜呀，这个准备迎接呢。
Many brothers and sisters are cooking at home to prepare for the feast.
哪里晓得这个人一去不回？
We didn't know that this person never came back again.
弄到最后才发觉受骗。
Ultimately, we realize that we have been cheated.
你看我们基督徒很老实啊。
We Christians are very honest.
我们都是善良人。
We're all good people.
所以人的一个热心起来的时候，我们就以为说，哎呀，这下好了。
So when somebody has zeal, we said, oh, great.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗跟我们不一样。
Brothers and sisters, Paul was different from us.
保罗不会轻易上当。
Paul could not be easily fooled.
保罗给他试验一下。
So Paul tested him.
觉得还不错，再试验一下。
And tested him again.
这个屡次不知道多少次，我们不知道。
We don't know how many times is this word often referred to.
所以弟兄姊妹们需要有点分辨。
So we need some discernment.
我们如果不分辨，我们很可能受骗，对吧？
So if we don't have discernment, we'll be cheated.
他这里告诉我们，还有就是哥林多后书十三章第五节。
Also in 2 Corinthians 13:5.
他说：“你们总要自己省察，有信心没有？要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？”
Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves, or do you not recognize that this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you?Unless indeed you fail the test.
这里这个自己试验，这里告诉我们，我们的信心自己要试验一下。
Here it talks about testing yourselves in the faith.
在雅各书一章三节。
In James 1:3.
彼得前书一章七节。
In 1 Peter 1:7.
这里都讲到我们的信心需要经过试验。
It all talks about that the fact that our faith has to be tested.
那个试验的原文就是分辨。
And the original word of this word test is discern.
是不是到底是真的信心呢？还是只不过是假的
？Is this true faith or false faith？
你看今天在基督教里面呢，有很多这种募捐的信啊，你常常会收到。
In Christendom, you always receive a lot of letters of donations.
前面读的时候很好，都是我们凭信心怎样。
When you first start to read their letters, they all talk about how they did things by faith initially.
你翻第二页都说啊，请你奉献。
Then you turn to the second page. It says, "Please offer your donation."
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
有时候叫我们看了，心里面非常叹息。
We truly sigh when we read these letters.
这是真的信心吗
？Is this true faith？
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
如果你把戴德森的传记读一读。
If you read the biography of Hudson Taylor,
你看看早期的一些圣徒们
，and you look at the early saints,
他们真是凭信心活在神跟前。
They truly live by faith before God and before man.
当他们有需要的时候啊
，when they had needs,
他们连暗示都不要暗示。
They didn't even give a little hint.
对啊，弟兄姊妹，我们都记得那个何硕恩教师的故事。
We also remember the story of Margaret Barber.
她有首非常好的诗歌。
She has written a very good hymn.
她说：“你是我神，全有全足全丰，对吧？”
You are our my all. You are my Elishadai.
对，她说：“有你就够了。”
With you, it is sufficient.
我们记得她这个诗歌是怎么来的吗？
Do you know how this hymn came about?
当他把他身上最后的一块钱，这个送给一个穷人的时候。
When she has given her last dollar away to the poor.
他什么都没有了。
She had nothing.
他有一个非常要好的朋友在英国。
She had a very good friend in England.
一个姊妹是个贵族。
It's a sister who is
非常有钱。
Who is a noble, who is very wealthy.
他知道我们的姊妹啊，是绝不肯开口向任何人要钱的。
She knew that our sister would not open her mouth to beg for any money.
她说好不好？你不要明着告诉我。
She said that maybe you don't need to tell me the name.
你暗示给我一下。
Just give me a hint.
比方说你信上面写来的时候呢，写个 A.
Maybe when you write to me, just write down the word A.
大概缺少一百块。
That means A means I need $100.
写个 B, 一千块。
If you write B, that means you need $1,000.
你都不要这个明着讲，你只要这样子暗示一下就可以了。
You don't need to say it out loud. You just need to give a little hint.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的姊妹连暗示都不肯的。
However, our sister wouldn't even give any hint.
结果那次那个姊妹就说，我有一笔钱要给你。
So at that time, the sister said, I have a sum of money to give to you.
那我们姊妹呢，得了这首诗歌，她就把这个诗歌寄去了。
So, but my our sister had this hymn, so she sent her this hymn.
那个姊妹收他信，你是我神全有全足全丰，她想她大概很丰富啊。
the other sister was reading her letter, her song, and say that you are my El Shaddai. So she thought that maybe she had a lot of means.
但是呢，她心里面一直被圣灵感动，要把这笔钱汇给他。
However, the other sister has been stirred by the Spirit to give her the sum of money.
最后，她就写了封信去。她说：“我不管你了。”
Then ultimately, she wrote a letter back. I don't care what happens.
反正神感动我，这笔钱你一定要给你。
God has moved me, so I'm going to give you the sum of money.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
有真实的信心
，if you have true faith，
才有奇妙的生活。
Then you have a wondrous life.
今天很多侍奉主的人，为什么生活显出来这么软弱？
Today, how come a lot of people who are serving the Lord have such weak life?
也许我们很能讲道啊。
Maybe we can preach very well.
但是真正生活非常的软弱。
But our true lives are very weak indeed.
因为在信心的点上。
Because on the matter of faith.
不真实。
It is not true.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里告诉我们，你要试验自己的信心。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, it talks about here, you have to test your faith.
神也试验我们的信心。
God also tests our faith.
那么还有哈，在约翰一书第四章第一节，约翰也用这个字。
Also in 1 John 4:1, John also used this word.
他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们都不可信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. To see whether they're from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
约翰在这里告诉我们，你怎么样能试出来这是假先知呢？
John here is telling us how you can know whether they're false prophets or not.
你要从他的灵来试验。
You have to test their spirits.
因为我们知道这些假先知，圣经告诉我们呢，他们也很有口才的。
Because the Bible tells us that these false prophets can speak very well.
并且他们也可以行很多的神迹奇事的。
They can also perform signs and miracles.
我想，对我们这些善良的这些老百姓啊。
So for the people who are nice.
人只要这个有好的口才发表，哎呀，我们马上这个就投降啊。
As long as people have good speeches, then we surrender.
如果有一个人呢会行一点神迹的话，那就更不得了了。
If somebody can perform a little sign or miracle, it is even a big deal.
约翰。在这里很严肃地提醒我们。
But John reminded us seriously here.
弟兄姊妹们，今天有很多假先知出现。
Brothers and sisters, there are many, many false prophets who have come out.
你要怎么样来试验这些事情？
How do you test these things?
如何分辨？
How do you discern?
你要摸那个灵。
You have touched their spirits.
那你必须你自己的灵在神面前是对的啊。
First of all, your spirit before God has to be right.
你知道如何顺从圣灵。
You have to know how to obey the spirit.
那你就能分辨到底这个真是假。
Then you can discern whether this is true or false.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这里还告诉我们。
Here it also tells us.
在提摩太前书第三章第十节。
In First Timothy.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他说这等人也要先受试验，若没有可责之处，然后再叫他们做执事。
And let these also first be tested, then let them serve as deacons.
教会中的执事啊，是需要试验的。
Even deacons of the church need to be tested.
我看今天地上很多教会大概都没实验。
I think that a lot of deacons on this earth have not been tested.
所以出现很多问题啊。
So a lot of problems arise.
所以保罗明明讲要试验啊。
So Paul says very clearly here that you have to test.
分辨一下。
And you have to discern.
那弟兄姊妹们，还有在哥林多前书十一章那里。
And also in 1 Corinthians 11.
那里呢，用省察这个字。
It used the word proof.
这特别是告诉我们在拨饼聚会的时候。
This is particularly referring to the table.
我们需要分辨。不分辨的话，你吃喝自己的罪的。
If we do not examine, then we're eating the eating and eating our own judgment.
所以弟兄姊妹，你会看见在这里啊，使徒们用这些字的时候，都是用在一些教会很重要的一些侍奉上面。
So you see that when the apostles used this particular word, it's used with respect to very important matters of service.
在腓立比书第一章第十节。
In Philippians 1:10.
这里呢，这个字呢，把它翻作是分别啊，中文翻作分别。
The Chinese is translated as approve or distinguish.
这里说使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
So that you may approve or distinguish the things that are excellent in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ.
这句话原文的意思就是叫你们能分别什么是神上好的福分。
So the original language says that you can distinguish the better blessing.
我想今天哈，弟兄姊妹，我们有很多神的儿女们都把神的赐好啊，当作上好的来接受。
In churches today, a lot of children of God receive the lesser blessings as the best blessings.
所以因此保罗呢，对于腓立比弟兄姊妹讲，你。要求希望主使你们能分别什么是上好的福分。
So Paul tells the brothers and the Philippians to approve or distinguish that are excellent.
神所要我们的是追求上好的福分。
God wants us to pursue after the best blessings.
不要以这种外面的这种赐好的东西为满足。
And not to be satisfied with the outward lesser things.
弟兄姊妹，这也是非常重要的。
This is also very important.
我们发觉今天的教会在地上有很多的光景呢，显出来的很软弱。
We notice that the churches today have manifested a lot of weaknesses on this earth.
因为就是在属灵的事情上面呢，好像我们那个胃口，我们那个要求很低。
Because we have very low spiritual appetite.
明明我们的神他有非常上好的福分要赐给我们。
Clearly, God has very great blessings to bless us with.
我们很奇怪的是什么呢？
However, strangely,
在物质的事情上面呢，我们都要求上好的。
On material things, we all ask for the best.
在属灵的事情上面呢，还有一点就好了。
With respect to the spiritual matters, we just want a little, and we'll satisfy.
这实在叫我们的神的心里面很伤痛，对吧？
So this truly hurt the heart of our God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们应该翻过来，对物质的事情的东西啊，你少要求一点。
We have to be the opposite. We have to have less requirements of the
material things. 在属灵的事情上面，我们要求上好的。
But however, we have to ask for the best things of the spiritual things.
这个才是正确的态度。
That is the proper attitude.
所以今天在神的百姓中啊，也非常的不容易分辨。
But however, the people of God is hard to exercise any discernment today.
我们常常读圣经也是这样。
A lot of times when we read the Bible, it's
also
like this.
我们读总是读那些对我有好一点好处的，那么就要了。
We also read the portion that is good to us.
那些比较深奥的呢，我们就不读了。
For those portions that are deep, we just skip over.
我最近看见那个谁啊，写这个效法基督的那个 Campus 弟兄啊。
I recently heard about this brother Campus who wrote about imitator of Christ.
对，他的那个他的里面呢，就有一句话，那本书里面一句话鼓励我们。
He wrote a sentence in the book to encourage us.
他说你读圣经的时候啊
，When you read the Bible，
固然那些生活上的这些有祝福的话，你要读。
Of course, you should read about the blessings with respect to your material life.
他说你里面也应该有一种的爱慕，对神话语中那些深奥的话语，你也应该读。
However, you should also have the desire to read the more deeper things
in the Word of God.
Because the best things are also hidden in those verses.
但我们知道今天神给我们最上好的福分就是他的儿子耶稣基督了，对吧？
Today we know that the best blessing that God has given us is his son, Christ, Jesus Christ.
所以这里呢，中文把它翻作分别。
So here the Chinese translation is distinguished.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书二章 ，OK。
Also in First Thessalonians chapter 2。
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2。
第四节。
Verse 4。
但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验。我们新的神喜欢。
But just as we have been approved and tested by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not as pleasing men, but God, who examines our hearts.
这里的验证跟那个查验这两个字呢，都是那个 dokimazo 这个字。
This word approved is also the same word as dokimazo.
所以我们看见，当神要把他的那个福音托付下来的时候，神也做什么？做分别的事情。
So we see that before God would entrust the preaching of the gospel, he would also undertake the work of discernment.
神也不是随便就托付什么人的。
God would not easily entrust a person.
所以神要验证我们。
That's why he has to approve.
所以为什么今天在我们的生活中有这么多的事情发生？
That's why there are all these things that happen in our lives today.
为什么有很多的艰难在我们的生活中间？
Why are there difficulties in our lives?
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们的一个考验。
Brothers and sisters, these are trials given to us by God.
就像神带领以色列百姓行走旷野的道路一样。
It is just like God was leading the people of Israel in the wilderness.
圣经明明地说是神试验他们。
The Bible clearly says that God was testing them.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们的生活，我们的侍奉必须要经过神的考验。
So today, our lives and our service has to be tested by God.
那些能被神验中的人有福了。
And those who have been approved by God are indeed blessed.
神怎么样来查验我们呢？
How would God approve or test us?
神乃是查验人的心。
He examines our hearts.
他看我们的心到底是如何。
He examines our heart.
所以这个地方哈，弟兄姊妹可以翻作验证啊。
So here is talking about being tested or approved.
那在罗马书第五章第四节。
In Romans 5:4.
罗马书第五章第四节。
Romans 5:4。
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope.
这个老练这个字呢？
This word, proven character.
它就是 dokimazo 这个字的一个名词，叫 dokimi 啊。
It's derived from the noun of dokimazo, which is dokimi.
所以原文的意思也是一样，是一个分辨，一个分辨的意思。
So in the original language, this word also refers to discernment.
所以我们很容易领会，弟兄姊妹能分辨就是老练。
So we can clearly understand that if we have discernment, then we have proven character.
什么叫做老练呢？老练就是你能分辨。
What is proven character, which is you can discern?
那么这个分辨，这个老练是怎么产生出来的呢？
And how is this proven character or discernment manufactured?
乃是从忍耐里面产生出来的。
It is through perseverance.
所以弟兄姊妹，有很多的时候，我们要在神跟前学习忍耐。
So many times we have to learn to persevere before the Lord.
我觉得有很多时候在这个点上啊，是我们常常失败的一个很重要的原因。
I notice that we often fail because of this particular reason.
当事情一发生，
When things happen,
哎呀，我们就希望快快的能够把它有一个分辨。
We want to quickly separate.
但是弟兄姊妹们，事情往往不是像我们所想象的，能这么快就能够解决。
But things cannot be easily settled as quickly as we wish.
你最好学着什么？学着在神面前忍耐。
So we should learn to persevere before the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹，时间。是神的仆人。
Brothers and sisters, time is the servant of God.
所以当你在神面前能忍耐，你看慢慢一件事情到最后它就分明。
When you can persevere before the Lord, ultimately things can be discerned.
我在比较年轻一点的时候，在侍奉上面常常失去忍耐。
When I was younger, when I was serving God, I easily lost my perseverance.
常常事情一发生，我就很急的，赶快去想着去解决啊。
When things happened, I quickly wanted to settle it.
往往你这个冲动啊，去解决这个事情的时候，把事情就弄得更糟。
Oftentimes, my urge would make things worse.
所以年轻时候有时候讲话太快啊。
So when I was young, I spoke too fast.
我记得我好几次都是因为讲话太快，结果哎呀，下面事情变得更难。
When I was young, because I spoke too fast, things became even more difficult.
所以有个年长的弟兄啊，他就责备我。
So an older brother rebuked me.
他说：“你看吧，你随便讲话。”
See, you speak so carelessly.
中国人明明讲什么一言既出，驷马难追。
There's a Chinese idiom that says that once your words are out, they're out forever.
他说：“你因你自己所讲的话受苦。”
You are suffering because of the words you uttered.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常落到这样的光景中。
Brothers and sisters, we often fall into this condition.
到后来呢，因为这种受主的这种的教训多了。
Ultimately, because I've been through this teaching much.
所以等到有事情一发生的时候。
So when things happened.
我第一件事情先去祷告。
First, I would go to pray.
不要急着去做。
I would not have this urge to do something.
弟兄姊妹们，过了一段时间之后呢。
And brothers and sisters, after a period of time.
你看见那个情况是慢慢的就清楚了。
You see that the condition becomes clearer and clearer.
所以希望我们能在忍耐中。能够生出老练。
So we hope that in perseverance we can have proven character.
我们能在属灵的事情上面能有明确的分辨。
So that in spiritual matters we can have clear discernment.
在哥林多后书十三章第三节。
In 2 Corinthians 12.
这个字、啊、还被翻作是凭据。
The word is also translated as proof.
这是当时、啊、有一班反对保罗的人呢、啊。
At the time, there was a group of people who opposed Paul.
在哥林多的教会里面。
In the church of the Corinthians.
哥林多后书啊，十三章。
Second Corinthians 13.
虽然保罗写了第一封书信到这个哥林多。
Even though Paul has sent his first epistle to the people of.
很多弟兄姊妹呢，他们因着保罗所写的信呢，他们就顺服了。
Many brothers and sisters yielded because of the first epistle that he wrote.
但是我们看见在哥林多了，人就是有一般呢，人呢，他们这个不服气啊，他们人就跟保罗这个站在对立的情况中。
However, there was still a group of people who opposed Paul and want to object to him.
所以保罗在这里对他们说：“你们既然寻求基督在我里面说话的凭据，我必不宽容，因为基督在你们身上不是软弱的。”在你们里面是有大能的。
Therefore, Paul says, since you are seeking for proof of the Christ who speaks in me, and who is not weak toward you, but mighty in you.
就是说，他们对保罗说的话不信任。
Which means they do not find the words of Paul trustworthy.
他们就说，保罗，你说这个话，你的凭据是什么？
They say, Paul, you said this. What is your proof?
啊，这个原文就是分辨啊，他们想分辨。
So in the original language, it means that they want to discern.
那当然，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这些弟兄们呢，他们因为他们有他们自己的利益。
We know that these brothers acted out of their own self-interest.
所以他们向保罗挑战。
So they were challenging Paul.
所以这里也用了这样的一个字。
So they used this word here.
那还有呢，在哥林多前书第十一章。
Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
他说在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。
For there must also be factions among you, in order that those who are approved may have become evident among you.
这个字呢，在这里翻作是经验。
The word here is translated as approved or in Chinese experience.
保罗说你们中间不免有分门结党的事。
Paul said that there must also be factions among you.
但是呢，有经验的人呢，就会分辨出来。
However, those who are experienced can become evident.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里也给我们看见哈，当哥林多的教会产生这些难处的时候啊。
So we see that when there are difficulties in the church of Corinth.
哎，这个难处啊，来的时候呢，反而叫一些在神跟前呢，他们真正跟随主的人啊，他们呢，反而被显明出来。
So it actually, the people who are truly following the Lord are being made evident.
那还有在哥林多后书第十章。
Also in 2 Corinthians 10.
保罗好像这些字用在哥林多前后书是特别多啊。
It seems to me Paul used this word frequently in 1 and 2 Corinthians.
因为我们知道当初的哥林多教会是最混乱的。
Because we know that at that time the church of Corinth was in great confusion.
所以保罗在哥林多的教会里面一直在这里做这个分辨的事情。
So Paul was doing his work of separation in the church of Corinth.
第十章第十八节。
Chapter 10, verse 18.
他说因为蒙悦纳的不是自己称许的乃是主所称许的。
For not he who commands himself is approved, but whom the Lord commands.
这个字呢被翻成悦纳。
The word is translated as accepted with pleasure in Chinese or approved in English.
所以这个字呢意思也就是说哈 你不要自己称许，如果主称许你的话呢你要分辨分辨啊，这个你才能蒙悦纳。
So here it means don't let yourself command yourself, but let if the Lord commands you, then you can accept it with pleasure.
最后一处啊，在罗马书第十四章。
Finally, in Romans 14.
罗马书第十四章第二十二节。
Romans 14 verse 22.
他说：“你有信心，就当在神面前守着。人在自己以为可行的事上能不自责，就有福了。”
The faith which you have as your own conviction before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves.
这里这个字呢，把它翻作可行。
Here is translated as doable in Chinese.
那意思说，你分辨之后呢，你自己以为可行，没有自责的话呢，那你在神面前就蒙福了。
So here it says that when you approve something as doable, then you cannot condemn yourself, and before God you're blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们从使徒们的书信里面啊。
So brothers and sisters, from the epistles of the apostles.
我们可以看见当初他们在教会的侍奉里面。
We can see that initially in their service.
他们遇见很多混乱的事情。
They have encountered much confusion.
但是呢，这班使徒们他们是一班老练的人。
However, these apostles are experienced.
所以他们在圣徒们中间发生各样的事物上面，他们在这里做分辨的事。
So among all the things that happen in among the saints, they are doing the work of separation.
所以这个字呢，在使徒保罗的书信里面用的面蛮广的。
So this particular word has been used widely by the Apostle Paul.
我觉得今天这些都可以作为我们里面的一个帮助。
I think that all these can be a help within for us.
作为一个提醒。
And as a reminder too.
当教会中在产生这许多的事物，或者我们生活中发生这许多难处的时候。
When things happen in church and we have difficulties in our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们要像当初的这班圣徒们一样。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be like those saints.
我们要仔细的能够做一个分辨的工作。
We have to carefully undertake the work of
separation. 因为这不仅是关乎我们个人的蒙福。
Because this only does not concern our own blessing.
弟兄姊妹，那是关系到主的见证。
It also concerns the testimony.
因为在一种混杂的光景中。
Because in a condition of mixture.
神的见证是显明不出来的。
God's testimony cannot be manifested.
所以你看这些在当时他们的侍奉中间。
So as you see their service.
那么实在是一种的征战。
It is truly a warfare.
今天仇敌在地上，在教会中最大的工作，人就是制造混乱。
Today, the greatest work of the enemy on this earth is to create confusion.
我觉得我们今天在地上啊，所碰见的是空前的混乱。
I feel that on this earth today now, we're encountering confusion of the greatest kind.
好像比以往任何的时代、任何的时候，教会在地上的光景都要来的掺杂和混乱。
Greater confusion and mixtures than any other previous generations.
的确，可能时代改变。
Truly, the generation may change.
现在这个交通的工具发达。
We have easy transportation means.
啊，这些所谓的这些传播的这些东西也发达。
Means of communication is also very advanced.
所以这些事物来得更快。
So these things come even faster.
有的时候你看见在地球的那一边的事情呢，马上就到这里来了。
Sometimes you see that something that happened on the other side of the earth would come here right away.
神的儿女们接触的这些环境的事物呢，比从前来的复杂得多。
The environment that the children of God have encountered is a lot more complex.
所以分辨在于基督徒属灵生活里面变成更艰难、更 更不容易的一个功课变成。
So it is even a harder lesson for the children of God to have discernment.
撒旦也充分的利用这样的光景啊，那么使这个世界进入混乱。
Satan is also taking the best advantage of this condition to lead the world into confusion.
也使神的教会进入混乱。
And it also leads the Church of God into confusion.
我有的时候主给我一点恩典，有时候我在各处稍微走动一下。
Sometimes God has been gracious to me and moved me around various churches.
我深深的感觉，现在的各处在教会中负责一些属灵责任的人，他们所遇见的那个情况都是相当相当的这个艰困。
I deeply feel that all the spiritual leaders of the various churches face very, very difficult tasks.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要在神跟前好好的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we have to come before the Lord in prayer.
仰望主的怜悯。
And we have to look upon His mercy.
但愿在主的教会中能出现更多老练的弟兄姊妹。
So that more experienced brothers and sisters may arise out of His church.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神要求，特别在末后时代的对教会的要求。是要求得胜的经历。
Especially toward the end times, God requires us to have victorious experience.
我们知道在圣经里面呢，有很多的国家啊，那么用来预表仇敌的某一些方面的权势。
We know that in the Bible, a lot of countries are typologies for the powers of the enemy.
我们知道到末了的时代。
However, in the end times,
仇敌权势最大的代表就是巴比伦。
The greatest representation of the power of Satan is Babylon.
我们知道巴比伦就出生于巴别。
We know that Babylon arose out of Babel.
这个巴别的意思呢，就是混乱，就是调和。
Babel means confusion and mixtures.
所以到了末了的时代。
So when you get to the end times.
仇敌在地上呢，要做更大混乱的工作。
The enemy would do even a greater work of confusion.
我们知道这个巴比伦是专门的残害圣徒的。
We know that Babylon particularly persecutes the saints.
你看在启示录第十八章。
In Revelation chapter 18.
最后一节。
The last verse.
他说先知和圣徒并地上一切被杀之人的血都在这城里看，这个城就是巴比伦大城。
And in her, which refers to Babylon, was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all who have been slain on the earth.
所以这个巴比伦是专门的杀害先知和圣徒的。
So Babylon particularly persecutes and kills the saints and prophets.
我们晓得这个先知是传递神话语的。
We know that prophets would relay the message of God.
在神的话语的传递上，在启示上产生极大的混乱。
So great confusion would occur in the relaying of the messages of God.
很多的圣徒们，圣徒本来是分别为圣的，对不对？
Saints ordinarily refers to people who have been separated.
在这个时代中，谁能忠心传递神的话语？
So in this generation, whoever can faithfully relay the messages of God.
谁忠心守住这个圣别的这个地位？
Whoever can faithfully hold fast to the position of a saint.
这都是巴比伦攻击的对象。
Those are the targets of work of the Babylon.
啊，仇敌要用这个混乱的光景杀害这些事物。
The enemy wants to use all these confusion to kill the prophets and the saints.
所以在启示录第十八章里面。
Therefore, in Revelation chapter 18.
神有一个很大的呼召。
God has a great calling.
他说：“我的民哪。”第四节。
In verse 4.
你们要从那城里面出来。
Come out of her, my people.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们需要逃脱这个仇敌今天在这个地上所制造的混乱的光景。
We have to run out of the confusion created by the enemy on this earth today.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们愿意回到神的单纯里面。
We want to return to the purity of God.
啊，当我们的心专一的归向我们的主。
When our hearts return to our God in simple devotion,
弟兄姊妹们，我们为他而活。
And we live for him.
我们为他做见证。
And we testify for him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须从巴比伦混乱的光景中出来。
We have to get out of the confusion in Babylon.
今天呢，有很多侍奉主的人呢，也不够有这样的意念。
today, many people who even serve God do not have this consciousness.
有很多时候反而引导神的百姓呢进入这种混乱的光景中。
Is that they lead the people of God into the condition of confusion?
实在叫人心里面觉得非常的这个可惜呀。
This is truly a deplorable in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，在末了的时代。
Brothers and sisters, in the end time.
这是一个属天的呼召。
This is a heavenly calling.
啊，今天。主还留我们在地上。
Today God has let us remain on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们正面对仇敌在地上有最这个厉害攻击的一个时候。
We're facing the hardest attacks of the enemy.
所以求主使我们能够站在得胜的地位上。
So may God allow us to stand on the position of the overcomers.
所以神的恩典祝福。都要赐给这般得胜者。
Therefore, the grace of God and the blessings of God would all be granted to the overcomers.
并且神所赐最大一个祝福。
And God has granted this biggest blessing.
就是在他回来之前。
Which is before he comes back.
他能把这般得胜者首先提去。
He would rapture these overcomers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是主也量给我们最大的机会。
This is the biggest opportunity that God has measured out for us.
这是今天我们在神跟前最荣耀的一个盼望。
This is the most glorious hope before God today.
不管人怎么说。
No matter what men say.
人怎么做。
No matter what men do.
有多少的试探引诱在我们的周围。
No matter all these trials and temptations around us.
希望我们里面呢有一个专一的一个注视。
May we have this simple and fixed gaze.
我们知道我们是已经许配给基督的。
We have already been promised to Christ.
我们是童贞女。
We are virgins.
弟兄姊妹，我们的心只爱主。
Our heart is truly in love with God.
这个不知道，那个不知道，没有关系。
We don't know this, we don't know that. That's okay.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
不要落在巴比伦的光景中。
Do not fall into the condition of Babylon.
这是神在末后时代中一个重要的一个呼召。
This is an important calling in the end times by God.
那么我们要问说，我们如何呢才能够有一点分辨呢
？Then we have to ask, how can we have a little discernment?
弟兄姊妹，我们要用神的方法。
We have to use the means of God.
那么什么是神的方法呢
？What are the means or ways of God？
我想在这里至少我给弟兄姊妹们三个点啊，给你们做参考。
I can give you three points as a reference.
我们看一看创世纪第一章。
When you refer to Genesis chapter one.
神如何在这个空虚混沌、渊灭黑暗的光景中，神来做工？
How did God work in when the earth was formless and void and darkness was over the surface of the deep?
神怎样能够理出今天这个美丽的天地？
How can God organize this beautiful heavens and earth?
我想在那里神已经给我们看见他工作的一个法则。
I think that God has allowed us to see a principle of his work.
第一件事情
First,
我们看就是神的灵运行在水面上。
The Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters.
英文的圣经翻的就是 hovering， 就是像母鸡抚育小鸡一样，它整个抚育在这个水面上。
The Spirit was hovering like the hen over her chicks.
所以第一件事情。
So the first thing.
我们要让圣灵，弟兄姊妹，今天运行在我们的里面。
We have to let the Spirit hover within us.
你一定要学习能让圣灵在你里面有完全的自由。
You have to learn to have the Spirit to have total freedom within.
昨天晚上我们已经讲到。
Last night we referred to.
神差遣圣灵在我们里面做保惠师。
God sent the Holy Spirit within us to be the helper.
弟兄姊妹，这个意义是非常重大。
This is a very significant.
因为主知道我们这些人呢，能力有限。
Because God knows that we people are of limited.
我们的智慧也有限。
We have limited wisdom.
我们绝对胜不过仇敌的工作。
We absolutely in no way can we excel over.
我们没有一个人能比仇敌更聪明。
No one can be smarter than the enemy.
所以有一次我问弟兄姊妹啊。
One time I asked the brothers.
我说你知道仇敌有几个头吗
？Do you know how many heads the enemy has?
圣经讲他有七头十脚。
The enemy says that he has seven heads and ten horns.
你呢只有一个头。
You only have one head.
他七个头。
He has seven heads.
你怎么可能胜过他呢
？How can you overcome him?
弟兄姊妹们，感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, thank God.
今天我们不是靠我们自己的智慧。
We're not relying on our own wisdom.
今天很可惜，很多人已经蒙恩得救了。
Today it is deplorable that many people.
但是我们仍旧靠着我们自己的智慧在生活。
However, we're still living by our own wisdom.
我们对那位住在我们里面的圣灵啊。
With respect to the spirit who is living in us.
我们根本就不注意他。
we are not paying much attention.
对他的带领呢，我们也置之不顾。
We are ignoring the leading of the Holy Spirit.
今天呢，人的智慧大量进到教会里面来。
Today, men's wisdom has entered in huge quantities.
哎呀，我们实在是被人的这些智慧弄得我们眼花缭乱。
We are even confused by the human wisdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
特别年轻的弟兄姊妹们
，Particularly our young brothers and sisters,
需要主的恩典。
We need the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹要记得，圣灵已经住在我们里面。
We have to remember the Holy Spirit is already indwelling.
他做保惠师。
It is the helper.
我们要把主权让出来给他。
We have to give out the sovereignty to him.
你需要常常思念圣灵的事。
We have to constantly remember the things
of the Spirit. 在每天的生活里面。
In our daily life.
你要注意这一位住在里面的保惠师他怎样引导你。
We have to pay attention in terms of how this helper is leading you.
认真讲，我们不会跟从主的。
Seriously speaking, we will not follow the Lord.
若是没有圣灵的带领，没有一个人会跟从主的。
Without the leading of the Holy Spirit, none of us will
follow the Lord. 你就是把圣经拿来读，你也不知道怎么跟随。
Even if you take the read the Bible, you won't know how to follow.
乃是这位圣灵住在我们里面。
It is because of the indwelling Spirit.
他用无限量的忍耐。
With unlimited perseverance.
在我们的生活中引导我们。
It leads us in our lives.
我常常感觉圣灵呢，实在是圣善的灵。
I often feel that the Spirit is a good spirit.
是善良的灵啊。
It is a good spirit.
他在我们里面真是负责任。
It is a very responsible spirit.
并且是无限的忍耐。
And it has unlimited perseverance.
一次学不会，他等待等候。
If you can't learn it the first time, it
waits for you. 第二次再带领。
And second time, it makes you again.
有的功课呢，弟兄姊妹，我现在都不记得我学了多少次。
Some lessons I cannot remember how many times.
但是他仍旧忍耐。
But he is still persevering.
到了个时候又来个机会。
And then after a while, there's another opportunity.
弟兄姊妹，你只要注意一下住在你里面的圣灵。
If you just pay a little attention to the indwelling,
你会看见圣灵在你里面，他会不断的做工的。
You will know that the Spirit will continue its work in you.
所以圣经要求我们要顺服圣灵。
So the Bible requires us to obey the Holy Spirit.
就是让他在我们里面运行。
So that it can operate within us.
我们实在感觉我们对于圣灵的引导我们的顺服实在太迟缓了。
We have to say that we're very slow in terms of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
有的时候甚至小小的事比方我们举个例子在聚会中圣灵感动你祷告。
Let me give you a small example. In the meetings, the Holy Spirit moves you to pray.
有的弟兄姊妹很好圣灵一感动马上就开口了。
Some brothers and sisters are good. The Spirit moves you and you open your mouth immediately.
哎呀有的弟兄姊妹圣灵感动到他这个坐立不安了他还是不开口。
Some brothers and sisters would be moved by the Spirit to such an extent that they cannot even sit still and they still would not utter a word.
弟兄姊妹有时候圣灵感动不了你圣灵感动旁边的人。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit cannot move you, so it moves the person around you.
我真是有好多次的机会是这样的。
I have many opportunities like that.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这个圣灵感动我要为一个人祷告的时候。
When the Holy Spirit moves me to pray for someone.
我才迟了几秒钟旁边的人就祷告出来了。
I was only late by a few seconds and somebody next to me starts to pray about the same matter.
我就觉得很后悔。
So I'm really regretful.
我讲一件更有趣的事情给你们听。
Let me share with you an interesting thing.
有时在西雅图我去看眼睛。
One time in Seattle, I went to an eye examination.
我进到那个等候的那个房间里面的时候。
I went into the waiting room.
我看见一个中国老太太坐在那里。
I saw a elderly Chinese lady sitting there.
我心里面就动了个意念。
So within me, there comes a thought.
去给她谈谈话，传传福音吧。
Maybe I should go talk to her and preach the gospel to her.
结果一过去啊，没想到她先开口了。
A few seconds later, she opened her mouth first.
她说你信耶稣没啊？
She said, have you believed in the Lord Jesus?
她就我说我信耶稣。
I said, yes, I have believed in the Lord Jesus.
我说已经信主很久了。
I said, I believe in the Lord for a long, long time.
这个老姊妹就笑得很开心。
So this elderly sister smiled very happily.
她说你是不是刚刚也想跟我传福音啊？
She said, just then you were trying to preach the gospel to me, right?
哎，我说我输给你了。
So I said, yes, you win.
虽然他年纪大，但他灵里面的感应，这个感动比我来的反应来得快。
Even though she is older than I am, she is more sensitive to the moving of the Spirit than I.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要顺服圣灵的带领。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to obey the leading of the Spirit.
神怎样分别这个世界？
how God separates and discern about the world.
创造美丽的光景。
And how He created the beautiful condition.
这是一个重要的原则。
This is an important principle.
今天如果你能顺着圣灵在里面的运行，
Today, if you can obey the leading of the Spirit within you,
主会在你里面创造美丽的世界，
then the Lord will create a beautiful world within you.
使你的生命更美丽。
So that your life will be more beautiful.
那么第二件事情，
secondly,
不仅神的灵运行，
not only is the Spirit of God hovering,
然后下面神就说话。
Then God said something.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要明白圣经。
So we have to understand the Bible.
你需要好好的读圣经。
You have to study the Bible very
well. 用功读圣经。
You have to study the Bible with all diligence.
哎呀，我最近和一个弟兄在一起谈论的时候，他说啊，我们今天不是光要劝人读圣经，还是要背。
He said that not only do we have to study the Bible well, we have to memorize it.
哎呀，他说在巴西啊。
He said that in Brazil.
他说我们有这个好多个弟兄们呢。
There are many, many brothers.
每个人背圣经中的一卷。
They would each memorize a book in the Bible.
那指的新约二十七卷呢？
There are 27 books in the New Testament.
他说这二十七个人一站起来就是新约。
So the 27 people stand up together. That is the New Testament.
所以他们有时候那个夏令会啊，就是背经的聚会。
So sometimes for their summer conferences, they would memorize the scripture.
一个人站起来，马太福音啊就背起来了。
Somebody would stand up and memorize the gospel according to Matthew.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见在这个世界中啊，还有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹啊。
We know that there are many, many people who love the Lord in this world.
你不读圣经，有人读啊。
If you don't study the Bible, somebody else would.
他们不仅读，他们背。
Not only would they study, they memorize it.
啊，我们真是要熟读圣经。
We have to truly, truly study the Bible well.
我每一次啊，拿到圣经的时候，我里面都有一个很深的感触。
Every time when I hold my Bible, I have a deep feeling.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？当我们手握圣经的时候啊
，Brothers and sisters, when we're holding the Bible with our hand,
我们就握住整个宇宙中间最大的奥秘。
We're holding the greatest mystery in the universe.
这其实小事情呢。
This is not a simple matter.
但是呢，很可能你抓住圣经，但是没有抓住里面的这个内容。
So maybe you are grasping the Bible, but not the content of the Bible.
所以我们需要。熟读圣经。
Therefore, we need to study the Bible very well.
因为很多时候呢，因为圣经不够熟。
Many times because we have not studied the Bible very well.
所以仇敌制造的混乱的光景出来的时候呢，我们就没办法分辨。
We cannot discern when the enemy has created a condition of confusion.
所以圣灵运行过之后呢，主的话一出来，马上这个分明的世界就出来了。
So after the Spirit has been hovering and the Word of God came, then the entire bright world has been separated.
我想除了在创世纪里面啊，第一章给我们看见的，这两个重要的法则之外，
I think that in addition to these two principles from Genesis chapter 1,
还有一件事情呢，我想我们可以提出来。在主的跟前，我们一同在主面前来学习的。
There's another thing that I'd like to raise to have some lessons.
那个就是时间的问题。
Which is the issue of time.
我刚才已经提到了，时间是神的仆人。
Earlier I mentioned that time is a servant of God.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
因为呢，时间是握在神的手中。
Because the time is being held in the hands of God.
所以。保罗在哥林多前书第四章第五节有这样的话说。
Therefore, Paul says in First Corinthians 4:5.
他说啊，所以时候未到啊，什么都不要论断。
Therefore, do not go on passing judgment before the time.
只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情。
But wait until the Lord comes, who will both bring to the light the things hidden in the darkness.
显明人心的意念。
And disclose the motives of man's heart.
那是个人要从神那里得着称赞。
And then each man's praise will come to him from God.
所以有很多时候啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要给神一点时间。
So many times we have to give God some time.
所以事情来说，不要很快就下定论。
So when things happen, don't pass judgment right away.
因为时间会把这个东西显明。
Because time will manifest certain things.
啊，你今天在这里强调这个多么好，多么对啊！
Today you're emphasizing some things is so good and so right.
我们也不要说它不好，说它不对。
And we shouldn't say it is not right or not good.
稍微等一等。
We have to wait.
也许过了两个礼拜。
Maybe after 2 weeks.
过两个月。
Or 2 months.
他也不讲话了。
He would not say anything anymore.
自然显明出来。
So clearly it can be manifested.
对不对？如果你当时呢，你就在那里跟他这个去论断，你会产生争论啊，
Because,
没有意义。
Because if at a time you start to pass judgment and argue with this person, it may be meaningless.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们要如何来做分辨的事呢
How do we do the work of discernment?
我想我在这里提出 三个点、啊、
I have raised three points here
我想我们可以在这些方面在主跟前能一些的学习
That we can have some further learning before the Lord
我想我再提一下第一个要容让神的灵在我们里面运行
Let me emphasize this again. First, we have to allow the Spirit of God to move within us.
第二个，要让神借着圣经对我们说话。
And two, allow God to speak to us through the Word of God.
第三个，要学习在时间中能够忍耐等候。
Third, learn to persevere and wait in time.
弟兄姊妹，在今天这个混乱的这种属灵的光景中。
Brothers and sisters, in today's condition of confusion,
我们要为神做见证。
We have to bear his testimony.
成为神的见证人。
To become thy witnesses.
我们必须懂得如何来分辨。
We have to know discernment.
所以这是今天为神做见证的一个很重要的因素。
So this is a very important element to be his testimony.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主我们满心的感谢你
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
你不仅把我们从仇敌的手中拯救出来
Not only have you saved us from the hands of the enemy.
今天你让我们在地上为你做见证
Today you allow us to be thy witnesses on this earth.
主我们看见仇敌在地上制造了何等样的混乱
We see that the enemy has created such confusion on this earth.
不仅在外面所有一切的光景混乱
Not only is the outside world filled with confusion,
许多时候在我们里面的光景也是混乱。
There's even confusion in the inward condition.
但是我们感谢你。
However, we thank you.
你的救恩要在我们里面做分别的工作。
Your salvation would do the work of separation within us.
因着我们里面的光景被你分别。
Because our inward condition has been separated by you.
能叫我们在外面的生活、侍奉、敬拜都被分别。
Therefore, our outward lives and service and worship can be separated.
主啊，我们求你怜悯我们。
Lord, we ask you to have mercy on us.
特别在今天这个末后的时代。
Particularly in the end time.
愿你在教会中间做分别为圣的工作。
May you undertake your work of separation among your church.
使我们在这里真实有明亮的见证。
So that we can have this bright testimony.
是不在仇敌混乱的工作里面。
That we're not under the work of the confusion work of the enemy.
我们求你因着你的话语教导我们。
We ask you to teach us using your words.
也借着你的圣灵在我们里面引导我们。
And also lead us through the indwelling spirit.
主，我们愿意再次把这些话交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we want to give you the words into your gracious hand.
求你借着真理的圣灵引我们进入实际。
So that may the Spirit of Truth will lead us into all truth.
主愿我们的生活、侍奉和工作都能把荣耀归给你。
So that in our service, in our life, and our work, we can gain all the glory for you.
愿我们的中间充满你的喜悦。
May your joy fill us.
我们再次把敬拜归给你。
We gave you worship again.
我们将祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.